Let's go.
From the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago, the Pete McMurray Show on WGN.
Our next guest, we all love her. We do. And Rob Martier wore his Hawaiian shirt for you. She was the breakout star of CNN's Chicagoland. I know you're sick of hearing that. Also, the principal of Fenger High School, it's Liz Dozier. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Has school officially started?
It has not. Not until September the 2nd, so we've got a little bit of a ways.
Okay. My son doesn't start school until September 2nd, and everybody's saying, why does it start so late? Well, he went late. He went till mid-June. How about you guys?
Exact same thing. No different.
Got ya. All right. We have two students in studio, and we have a third that's walking in tardy. So does he get a tardy slip?
He does. He actually gets a tardy slip.
That's nice. Do you want to introduce these students right here?
Sure. Actually, I'll introduce themselves. So, Deja, would you like to begin?
Deja, this is a lot of pressure.
It's
go
pressure.
Ahead.
You can do it.
Hello, my name is Deja.
And I'm Kyra.
How old are you guys?
I'm 16.
16?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be 17, and I'm going to be a senior this year.
A senior? Deja, yeah. How about you?
I'm 16 as well, and I'll be a junior.
A junior.
This year.
Okay. How do you know your principal here? Have you become friends with her outside of school? How did you guys get chosen to come in, Deja?
Well, I knew my principal because I transferred schools, and then, that's how I met her. And then I started talking to her as the school year went on, and she's, really been a positive influence of my life.
Isn't she the best? How many hugs does she give you? That's her thing. She loves hugging people.
Yes, she does.
Yes. Kyra, how about you?
I actually know Ms. Dozier from my mom. My sister was there before me, and her and my brother kind of transferred in, later in the school year, so her and my mom have a relationship. So that's how I really met Ms. Dozier.
Nice. Well, we talked about summer programs. That was your big thing this summer, to get the kids off the street.
Absolutely.
And were they part of the summer programs?
Guys, were you part?
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of the culinary program, After School Matters, and we did it most of, all of the summer, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Tell me about the culinary programs. What'd you do?
Basically, we cook every day.
How great is that?
Yes, it's awesome.
Well, of course.
And our chef shows us, different recipes we can make and do at home.
So nice. Kyra?
I wasn't a part of any summer activities because I was working during the summertime. So I wasn't doing any of that.
So you got a summer job. Where do you work?
Popeyes.
Popeyes. Nice. Love Popeyes chicken.
Yeah, me too.
So, Liz, you got these two off the street. So that's a success right there.
Yeah, I think there were hundreds of kids actually this year that were either in a summer program or working, which is so important for our school, just to keep kids occupied. I think for any teenager, just to be occupied and involved. So it's exciting.
How does this compare to last year, since you had the exposure on CNN, Fenger High School was there, you talked about summer programs?
Yeah, so actually this year it made it a lot easier for us to connect kids to summer programs. So our dean, who's actually in studio right now, Dean Gordon, actually helped orchestrate an activity and jobs fair for the summer. And so we had corporate partners like Wendy's come in and say, hey, we'll give you 40 jobs for your students.
That's great.
So it was huge with that.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Rob, jump in if you want. It's okay. So the summer programs, and if people did not see Chicagoland, can you explain why the summer programs are so important?
I think the summer programs are so critical for our students because oftentimes within our community there is a lot of violence and just things that are happening that aren't necessarily always positive.
Right.
And just to give our kids an opportunity to not only explore something, that's not just educational, but just can be, just develop them better as people. So it's good.
Well, the last time we had you in a few weeks ago, you had a former student that was shot in the leg.
I did, yeah, twice.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out of the hospital.
He is. He's actually doing a lot better. I just talked to him, I think it was last week, doing a lot better. Recovering, it's a process, but doing a lot better.
His biggest concern was
his shoes.
Because they had blood on them. He didn't want to wear bloody shoes to work.
Absolutely.
So we had a listener call up right away and bought him shoes, and there's the shoes.
Yay,
right there.
Yay, thank you so much.
By the way, they were delivered in 2 days. He did a rush order on those.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much.
People want to help.
They do, and that's the one thing I've been just so grateful for and surprised by, is people's just overwhelming generosity and caring spirit around this whole situation. So
they're
great.
It's been great. Does it bother you, or have you accepted that you were the star of Chicagoland on CNN?
It's just that word is kind of weird a little
you
bit.
You did, week after week, because we fell in love with you on the show.
Well, thanks. I don't know what to say. People were great, though. They're really great.
It shined a light on your school, and people want to help.
Yeah, they do, and they have been overwhelmingly, like, helpful. We just got a $10,000 donation from RPM, which is an advertising agency here in the city, last Thursday.
Okay.
And basically, we're using it, again, to get kids off to college. So this year, we were able to help, like, literally dozens of children who wouldn't have been able to go to college. They couldn't afford the housing or enrollment fee. We were able to actually pay that and actually get them started in college. So
they
huge.
They have to keep their grades up to get a certain amount of money for the scholarship.
Absolutely. So basically, so for example, William White, who's now at St. Olaf College, he got a full scholarship. He wasn't able to pay his $300 housing fee, and he wasn't able to pay his $300 enrollment fee, and he wasn't going to go. Like, he didn't have the $600. And so by people's donations and any money, we were able to actually pay that for him and get him off to school. So it's things like that.
Can you explain to our listeners, I asked if you needed anything for school, and I thought you were going to say paper products, maybe some wipes. What did you say last time?
Yeah, I think we have certain students in our school that really struggle with sometimes the basic necessities, and I think sometimes that gets overlooked or people don't understand it, but over 50% of our school population is considered homeless, and so obviously with that comes a lot of constraints. And so things like sometimes socks. Underwear
basics.
Or, you know, khaki pants or things, you know, that just might seem pretty small or people don't think of when they think of a school are things that we really utilize.
It's just crazy to me that,
yeah.
You know, socks. I thought you were going to say paper towels.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those things are always useful too, but there are also some basic needs that kids need and families need.
I just, you know, Pete, Principal Dozier comes in here, and it's light and it's fluffy, and we love her, and she's very nice. I wanted to ask the girls, though, when you're at school, what kind of tough love does Principal Dozier dole out to you guys? Because it's not all fun and games. She expects you to perform, does she not?
She does a lot. It's like we're accountable for everything we do. It's like, okay, just because you have a relationship with her, she won't just overlook anything that you did that's bad. Everybody is held at the same, like, standard.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Kyra because the Doge is like a second parent. Like, your parent, you know, expects for you to do the best. So that means they push you either way. When you do good things, they're going to tell you when you do wrong things. And that's what Principal Doge does for us. She just makes sure that we're on the right path.
Tell me about your neighborhoods that you live. Deja, we'll start with you. How is your neighborhood?
My neighborhood is good. You know, of course, in some neighborhoods you have, you know, people that do illegal things or things that could be better. But I have positive role models in my neighborhood as well. Of course, my school is one positive thing that I have going on in my neighborhood because it's located around there.
Do you have an after-school program that you go to, or do you go straight home? What happens after school?
After school, I usually go to my teacher's room, and, like, she teaches me math. I'm doing well in it, but my teacher has me come there. And then I have after-school matters, which is culinary as well.
Nice. And Kyra, how about you?
After school, I usually play volleyball, and then I go home after that. I don't really do after-school activities.
Do you have a lot of after-school programs?
We do. There's actually over 24 after-school activities and programs that we have, although this year it could potentially, it's going to be lighter. A lot of that was funded through a grant that we had, and so we won't be able to offer some of the programs, unfortunately, that we had last year. We just won't be able to afford it.
How do you get these grants? Where's the money come from?
Yeah, so this particular grant was through Chicago Public Schools, and it was through SGA Youth and Family Services. And so it was 21st Century was the grant name, and so it was good for 3 years, and then it's basically is gone. And so with that comes a lot of programming and things like that that we won't be able to do, which is sad because it matters to kids.
I know that's got to be tough for you, knowing that it's going to go away.
Yeah, and then it's always thinking about how do we get that. And I haven't told the kids this yet, but like Mr. Spicer, our restorative justice counselor who did a lot of our restorative justice work in peace circles, like we're not going to have him back this year. Why? We can't afford him, you know? And so it's like dollars really do translate to programs for kids and things that really do matter ultimately. So it's really unfortunate. And but it's not just, I want to be clear, it's not just a finger issue. Like, this is happening across our
all
state.
Over.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
It just so happens that I have a mic in front of me, but it's
right.
Happening in a lot of different places.
So I was excited to hear that you said that you have a great neighborhood, and one of the things in your neighborhood that's great is your school, and you've got great role models in your neighborhood and in your family. So the people that watch the news, the people that are listening to this radio show right now, all they hear is the bad stuff that happens on the south side of Chicago. They just hear when somebody gets shot and something bad happens. So what would you say to everybody listening in the suburbs? What is a normal day like for you? Are you scared to walk around, or is it just a normal neighborhood and there's some bad people around?
Kyra?
I'm not scared to walk around. I think that bad things happen everywhere. It's just that we're in a community where the light is reflected on us because mm-hmm. so many bad things has happened. I'm not scared to walk outside, and I think that there's just bad people that shouldn't make the decisions that they make, but it's not here. I can't, like, it's not just bad everywhere in my neighborhood. It's just certain places with certain people that do things that they shouldn't do.
Deja, how about you?
I agree with Kyra. Like, I'm not nervous at all to walk around my neighborhood. It's just that people can make poor decisions, and that it's not everyone in our neighborhood that makes poor decisions. For example, you have me and Kyra. Like, we make good decisions. Sometimes we can make wrong, but we're not going around doing illegal things. So I think it can happen anywhere. I think that it's just a higher risk in the Roseland community because you hear mostly in Roseland community, but it can happen anywhere.
Have you guys ever been on the radio before?
No.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got people staring at you outside the window. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Deja and Kyra here. They attend Fenger High School. Liz Dozier, the principal, is here also. I'm going to take a break. We're going to check news. And then when we come back, I'm going to have you tell me what's great about these two students.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. It's 720 WGN.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet in the studio, please.
We're speaking to you today on WGN Radio.
This is the Pete McMurray Show on 720 WGN.
We're in the fishbowl here on Michigan Avenue, the Allstate Showcase Studios. We're here until 11 o'clock in studio with us, the principal of Fenger High School, Liz Dozier. She also brought in two very bright students, Kyra and Deja. And Liz, before we did news, I said, why don't you tell me about both these students, how bright they are. Tell me some good things about them.
Yeah, so Kyra is so, I don't know what to describe. I would almost say she's not afraid to speak her mind. She's just, you're going to get, I go to her if I want the honest to God truth about something. She's
really?
She's going to lay it out. She's not going to sugarcoat it. Very smart, very intuitive, just an all-around great kid to have at Fenger High School. Deja is very sweet, very quiet, very smart, and just really a lover of, like, people, and, like, you really sees the best in, like, everyone. Like, I go to her when you want to set the positive around a situation. Like, she always finds the positive in many interesting situations. Like, she finds the positive.
How many times a week does she hug you, Kyra?
Maybe if I see her all the time.
Every single time she sees you. I never had a principal hug me ever the entire time. Deja, how about you?
I agree with Kyra. Every time I see her. Yes, and that's almost every day.
Is that your thing? You hug your students?
I mean, I'm not, like, all over them all the time. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, I think that it's important. Like, I think sometimes people have, you know, kids don't get enough. Whether it's a high five or a word of encouragement, it's not just me. I think my staff, we've got two deans here in the studio right now. They're the same way. Not maybe hugging kids, but, right. You know, high five them or giving them words of encouragement. It's important.
Positive reinforcement,
needs that.
Isn't it?
Everyone needs it. Everyone needs to know, like, the positive that lies within them.
Every time we have you in, people always ask, where do you find the patients? Because you need more money, the students, you know, you're it seems like you're constantly digging out of a hole.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm frustrated every day. I was really frustrated before I came here. So it's never an easy task. I think my own personal faith, and just when you have to go to a school every day and you have kids in front of you that need things and that you want them to have a better place in life or to have more, it's really inspiring. I think, yeah, it's really inspiring.
Do you worry about Labor Day weekend? The weekend before school starts?
Actually, it's interesting. I'm not as worried about that. I think it's been a really, for us as a school, besides Lee, it's been actually a pretty good summer. And so I'm just really just hoping that we'll be okay. If the weather's really hot, that's when I get worried. Like when it starts reaching, like, you know, 90, 95, that's when I start to get concerned. But the summer's actually been pretty mild.
Right.
I think there's a direct correlation between that and kind of what's been going on.
And Kyra, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A teacher.
You want to be a teacher. Would you come back to Fenger and teach?
Yeah, I would. maybe as I get further into my career, like I've been teaching for like 5 or 6 years, I'll come to Finger and teach.
Look at that. That's what you want, right? Liz?
Right.
Yeah. Deja, how about you? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a cardiologist.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a long road. Are you ready for that?
I am.
A lot of school.
Yes, it is. I have some family that deal with heart problems, so that's what made me want to be a cardiologist.
That is great. Now, I'm sure you have school counselors. Do they help you along the way? Do they ask you what you want to be when you grow up, Kyra?
Yes, they do. My favorite counselor was Ms. Bradley. She's not a counselor at Finger anymore, but during my freshman year, she led me the whole entire year, and my freshman year is pretty rough for me.
Right.
But she was right there every step of the way.
Helping you out. Deja, how about you?
My favorite counselor is Mr. Miller. He really was there for me when I transferred. So I was really nervous coming to Finger. And then, like, he was really sweet and really took me through the school year. And he really just really seeped into me as a student. So
it's going to be tough for new students and freshmen to come to school. It really is, because they don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I think it's tough across the board. I think we have a unique situation, and that's unfortunately, like, we have a reputation, whether it's, you know, deserved or not, we have this reputation. So for sometimes incoming students, it's a big deal. You don't know what they're going to expect. And so a school counselor or a teacher or whoever it is in the building, the adults are really important in setting that stage, and also the students.
When does things kind of settle down? I mean, the first few weeks, people are getting used to things, their new classes, new classmates. When did things settle down? After a month?
Yeah, I would say within the first couple of weeks, we kind of get into our routine and we're good to go. You know, I think it's those first couple of weeks of just, you know, just the buzz of being back in school after the summer. So.
Even though I wasn't a big fan of school, I always liked going back to school because you see old friends you haven't seen during the summertime.
It's a reunion.
Did you guys like going back to school?
Sure.
I mean, especially college, I loved.
Well, yeah. College was great. College was great.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
high school was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my couple favorite teachers, and then there was a couple students, friends that I hung out with. But then once college hit, life began.
Yeah, I never came home for the summer. I always stayed. I either took an internship away or I stayed at college. I never came home.
Where'd you go to college?
Eastern Illinois University.
Oh, well, of course.
Never came home.
That was one thing that I was excited to hear.
I visited there many, many times. My buddy went there, and it was fun.
That's what I was excited to hear, that, you know, you stay after school for volleyball, or you stay after school for the culinary arts program.
Yep.
I did not do any of that in high school.
Huh.
I didn't get involved in anything, and I wish I would have, because it was easier to get into college having those things on my record.
Mm-hmm.
We've had this conversation before. I played football. I did track. But
here we go.
I also, and maybe this is, Kyra, you're a, what year are you?
I'm a senior this year.
You're a senior this year? Deja, maybe this is for you. Get on the yearbook committee and put all your friends' pictures in the yearbook. That's what I did. That would be my advice to you.
Okay.
Yes, you can
my
do that.
My advice is to not listen to Pete McMurray with
his
advice.
It's great. Get on there. Put it on your resume. It's good to go. It's great.
Great advice.
Yeah. If you could pick one college that you could go to, where would you want to go, Kyra?
Illinois University.
Illinois State?
Yeah.
In Bloomington?
Yeah, just
Normal.
Because it's not really far from home.
Okay. So if you get homesick, you can go home for a weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Deja, how about you?
I want to go to Spelman College.
Where's that located?
It's located in Atlanta.
Okay. Do you have family down there?
Yes, I have. My cousins live down there.
Nice. So you got a little support crew.
Yeah, so I can go to them if I get homesick.
It's all about making dreams come true, isn't it?
It is. It is. And thanks to a lot of donations that we received during the course of the show, until last week, that's what's been able to help get our kids off to school. Like, just simple things. Like, we had a going away party for the kids, and we were able to buy, you know, sheets for them and, you know, detergent. All those things, like, you need, like, when you go away to college, the little things people don't really think of, but that really add up and, you know, make things more comfortable. So
got to go to Target and buy sheets, man.
Yeah.
You have to.
Pillow, you know, all that stuff.
It's tough. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I love that you brought students back.
Thank you so much for having us.
Scott, when do we check in with Liz again? We bring her back for Craigslist Price is Right one Monday?
Well, that's something that when she was in the green room, when Principal Dozier was in the green room, she brought back up that when she was in last time, she lost playing Craigslist Price is Right.
That's
so we
tough.
Need to put together like a celebrity Craigslist Price is Right and see if she can, you know, restore her.
Liz takes on Gary McCarthy.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be hilarious. He's actually really funny.
He is. We just had him on, what,
really
a week and a half ago? When was he on? Gary's great.
Yeah, I like him.
You know, he had a heart attack, so you got to be nice. You got to keep your voice low when you talk to him.
Peaceful.
Yes, all right. Liz, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much,
Please let us know if you need anything.
I will.
And if people want to help or they want to donate, what's the Fenger website they can
go
to?
Just go to fengerhighschool.org, which is F-E-N-G-E-R.
All right, Liz Dosher.
Thank you.
Kyra, thank you. Dasha, thanks for coming
in. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Scott. Thanks.
All right, it's 720 WGN.